trying to forget about what just happened with the Cubs and the Mets. New series begin today across the landscape of Major League Baseball. Jensen, what do you have your eye on?
Let's go straight to the top of the first game here. Reds and Pirates at PNC Park, and Pittsburgh, a very impressive series win over Seattle yesterday. They will run their ace, Paul Skeens, to the mound today. So that's got to be a win, right? No, sir. The Pirates have lost seven consecutive Paul Skeens starts, and this is a nice little spot to go ahead and back the Reds. We're going to do an alternate run line plus one at plus $1.25, Dave. Reds are 17-12 covering the run line as road underdogs, which they are decidedly tonight, plus $1.87 if you want to get super aggressive there and back the Red Legs. They need to score. It has been tough. The last seven games, they have averaged right around three runs per. So we'll also play the under alternate total of eight. Found that at Novig at minus $1.13. A lot of 7.5s out there, and you can understand why. It's going to be Andrew Abbott on the mound here for the Cincinnati Reds. Congratulations to him. Just got engaged to his news anchor girlfriend there in the Cincinnati area. So we're going to use a little bit of the engagement bump. And also, the Pirates stink when Paul Skeens is on the mound here the last seven times out. Cincinnati plus one at a plus 125 price here to start things off.
All right. So, yeah, I think that was coinciding, obviously, with Ellie De La Cruz, but activated after spending 3 weeks on an injured list. Hopefully the offense will get better, but it has not been very good here for those Red Legs. Same thing for the Guardians. You've been all over this year, kind of looking at them without their best hitter in the lineup too, Jensen. Does that get you to more underplays today?
Happy Cooper Engle Day. He is going to get called up there. The multi-purpose prospect for the Cleveland Guardians. They need a shot of life. They need a little bit of everything. Dave, if you can swing a bat, head on down to Progressive Field, because in their last 13 games, 11 of them have seen the Cleveland Guardians score four runs or fewer. And Seattle has not been good whatsoever. How about three runs or fewer, Dave, in 11 straight games for the Mariners? Let's not fight the fight here. Let's just go ahead and ride the highs. That means we're playing the under 7.5 here. Best price I found, minus $1.11 on Novig, seeing some others there at Circa at minus $1.15. Again, the pitching matchup tonight, it's going to be a good one, and you would expect run suppression when you get Luis Castillo and Joey Cantillo on the mound. So 7:10 first pitch there, under 7.5, Seattle and Cleveland, minus $1.11 tonight.
When I made the All-Star team in junior high, my average was 222, and I made the All-Star team. Why they felt the need to put the averages on the team picture, I still don't know to this day. You're going to stay with a theme, I think, Jensen, and maybe you'll like me offensively challenged here for the Cubs and Brew Crew. We know how passionate these fan bases are. Could defense and pitching be in vogue here?
Two teams that don't like each other, and for good measure. Cubs with the extra inning victory last night to complete the four-game sweep against the New York Mets. I think that's probably where the winning streak ends as they go up against Jacob Mizorowski tonight. All the Miz has done, Dave, in his last nine starts, 0.45 ERA. 0.45, and that will allow us to get to an under eight. We're going to go and buy half run here in this Cubs and Brewers matchup. It is a little expensive, but I have so much PTSD from what we've just watched with the Philadelphia Phillies and the Washington Nationals. Dead unders here end up going overs. So let's go play an alternate under eight, minus $1.52. For the Cubs and the Brewers, Chicago will send Colin Ray to the mound tonight. He has not been good for them, and the Cubs have lost four consecutive starts that he has been on the mound there. So a little correlated play here, Dave. We're going to play an under eight, minus $1.52 with the Cubs and the Brewers. We're going to install the Brewers run line, minus 1.5, and also put that in a quarter unit parlay with the Athletics, minus 1.5. At the LA Angels. We also will play the Angels minus $1.15, the Athletics minus $1.15 at the Angels at Angel Stadium later on tonight. LA is 14-17 straight up as a home dog, which they are tonight. JT Ginn gets the ball here for the Athletics. What a comeback they had yesterday in the Bay Area Series finale against the Giants. They score a boatload at the end. That got us to an over as well in that matchup. I think the bats stay hot under the halo here later on tonight. So a little correlated play for a couple of these games. Under in the Cubs Brewers, under 8. Athletics on the money line, but let's play a little quarter unit fun run line parlay. Brewers -1.5 against the Cubs. Athletics -1.5 at the Angels.
Love it. And we got some nice tweets yesterday, Jensen. Somebody reaching out to you saying they've learned more about pitching, not just gambling, but pitching as well, listening to this segment and this show every day. And I do want to ask you in context of that against the Miz, when you've got a guy going like he's going, and I know just going back to my feeble baseball playing days, you'd say if you can't hit this guy, wait, hopefully he can draw pitches, work the count up. And then the other school of thought is, man, if he's around the zone, I got to ambush. I got to go up there and swing early in the count because he's not going to walk me. He's not going to be wild in that zone. What is the approach that you take when you're going up against guys on absolute heaters like the Miz is right now?
Pray, because if you look at the peripheral numbers, I mean, it really is utter dominance right now. Here's the tale of the tape for the Miz, the last 9 starts. Brewers are 7-2 in those contests. He has gone 60 1/3. He's allowed 24 hits. Let me say it again. In 60 1/3, the last 9 starts, 24 hits, only 10 walks. He has not surrendered a home run. He has struck out 87 in 60 1/3. It is absolute ridiculousness just kind of looking at where he's at with some of these numbers. And also, Dave, if you want to look at it, there has not been a single start this year. Again, a little correlated play here with our under. There has not been a start this season in 15 of them where Jacob Mizorowski has allowed more than 3 runs. That's it. 15 wow. Starts, 3 runs or fewer allowed. And so if you want to play any of those player props, I can't fight you on that. It has been utter dominance here the last 9. But overall, you understand why he's the front runner for the National League Cy Young.
All right, you're on that run line. You're on that under. I can totally understand why here with the Brewers today against the Cubs. Maybe get some offense here between the Rockies and the Twins.
Yes.
Who have actually been swinging the bats a little bit better.
Two pitching stabs that are not going to provide much resistance tonight. And Dave, the track record actually emboldens our play here. Let's start with the Rockies. As you mentioned, they're in the Twin Cities against Minnesota. We're going to play the over 9 at -$1.20. Colorado has had 10 or more total runs scored in back-to-back games that Tomoyuki Sugano has started. He gets the ball tonight against Taj Bradley for Minnesota. Well, all that's happened in 3 consecutive starts by Taj Bradley, those games have had at least 9 total runs scored or more. So I think we're getting offense both sides here. I don't hate it if you guys want to get in on a first 5 because both these starters have not been good. Back ends of these bullpens, though, Dave, have had a lot of trouble closing some games out. So if you want to be safe and you want to get all at least 8.5 or 9 full innings of opportunities for these offenses, over 9, -$1.20, the way to go tonight.
Good call yesterday on the Red Sox coming back to beat the Yankees, even with Cam Schlittler on the mound here. Will Warren's in the bump here for the Pinstripers today in Beantown against the Sox. Can Boston make it 2 in a row in one of the best rivalries in all of sports?
Yes, in the history of the rivalry, it has been very good. Will that continue tonight? I would see a little bit of value again on the over tonight. We got crushed with the under last night by 1 run, but I would see more offense again tonight. I do like that over 8.5 if you're getting there. And if you do think the Yankees bounce back, I would even sprinkle a little bit on their run line. Nice +140 price there at Circa for sure.
All right, we've added some plays here to the Travelers. We'll get to some golf picks that we have. Also, I've got some UFC Baku picks I want to give out. And you've got an updated portfolio in the World Cup as well. And then we're going to have Alex Crook on the program, too, to wrap things up today to talk all things World Cup. So plenty to get to. Come on back. It's VSiN by the books.